G20 Bulletin, with information on the group that is the main forum for international cooperation under the presidency of Brazil.
At a press conference, the Minister of Development and Social Assistance, Family and Fight Against Hunger, Wellington Dias, estimated that Brazil should confirm a reduction of 20 million people who suffer from hunger in the country. The official numbers will be presented in July in the Hunger Map report by the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations, FAO. The minister used FAO data to show that in 2022, Brazil will have more than 33 million people in a situation of severe food insecurity.
A gente tem primeiro balanço de 2023, há conjunto de estudos que estão em campo.
He says, we have a first set of studies in the field. In 2023, we have already seen a drop. In April, we'll have the publication of the Brazilian food insecurity scale, and in July, the FAO's hunger map will be released. Will Brazil leave the hunger map? No, because according to the FAO's criteria, it takes 3 years, but I think that in 2023, we'll see a big drop. I estimate that approximately 20 million people of these 33 million, far more than that I hope, will be protected from hunger and poverty. He also emphasized that it is not just a question of reducing hunger, but also of reducing poverty in general. According to him, data from the single registry reveals an increase in the number of people seeking employment and signing work contracts, which contributes to an improvement in the population's living conditions.
Eu acredito que sim, nós vamos tirar o Brasil do mapa da fome.
He says, I believe we will. We're going to get Brazil off the hunger map. We're going to accomplish our goals with the Sustainable Development Objective, both in relation to hunger and also poverty. In the conversation with journalists from the Association of Foreign Press Correspondents in Brazil, Wellington Dias also presented the Brazilian government's initiative to form a global alliance against hunger and poverty within the framework of the G20 presidency. He highlighted that Brazil proposes a three-pillar structure to guide the alliance efforts: national, financial, and knowledge. The national pillar aims to promote effective public policies in participating countries, while the financial pillar seeks to identify sources of financing to support these efforts. Finally, the knowledge pillar seeks to promote cooperation and the sharing of experiences to inform the most effective policies and practices. This is Enrique Villamil reporting from the G20 newsroom in Brasilia.
G20 Bulletin, a partnership between G20 Brazil and the National Radio Network. For more information, visit g20.org.